Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with Christian doctrine, apologetic accuracy, and discernment, but to help you become a faithful apprentice of Jesus Christ because life and truth matter. If you'd like to know more about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to devote today's broadcast to one of the most significant cultural issues that we face as a Christian. Joe Dallas has written an article for the Christian Research Journal. The article's titled "The Bully Pulpit," subtitled "When Gay Teens Commit Suicide, Are Preachers to Blame?" Believe it or not, that is a very common, loudly proclaimed message. More and more people seem to believe that biblical teaching on human sexuality inspires some unstable teens to mistreat homosexuals. So now the question, do we as Christian leaders who have a voice to the nation, do we moderate our message? Do we change our message? Do we capitulate? Or maybe even more pertinently, how do we communicate our message in the first place? What's the right way? What's the wrong way? And perhaps important to underscore as we begin the broadcast is the reality that there's a common suggestion more and more prevalent in pulpits that Jesus was, or perhaps might have been, personally neutral, maybe even affirming of homosexual conduct. Is this true? Or is this revisionist history at its worst? While Jesus did not directly address many of the issues we're talking about today, what he did do was clearly reaffirm every jot and tittle of enduring moral law. Paul likewise. He derived his prescriptions against same-sex sexuality from the creation order of Genesis, as well as prohibitions of Leviticus. And of course, he contended that even Gentiles without access to direct revelation of Scripture have enough evidence in the natural realm to discover God's aversion to homosexual behavior. And of course, in the book of Romans, Paul describes both the perversion and the penalty. And I think we would do well to recognize as we speak about this subject today that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality in an arbitrary and capricious fashion. Rather, it carefully defines the borders of human sexuality so that our joy might be complete. Well, Joe Dallas joins me now. His article again, "The Bully Pulpit." Joe has been speaking on this subject with more calmness, correctness, compassion than virtually anyone I know of. And every time I have him on the broadcast, I'm so happy to hear both his message and the manner in which he communicates the message. Because I'll tell you, after doing the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I've learned something. And that is, it's not just the answer that I give, but it's the way in which I model answering a question that in the end speaks louder than my words. And Joe, as always, good to have you on the broadcast, but I think that's the first thing I want to address with you. We need to get the right tone, because if our purpose is not just sensationalism, but if our purpose is genuinely reaching people, we've got to get the tone right.
Oh, you've absolutely got that right, Hank. And that's a great way to start the discussion. I think we all do well to ask ourselves at times, when I stand against something, do I not only have the right position, that is a position that's biblically informed, but do I have the right heart? And if I don't, why not? And that's where I think we need to start, in looking at our own attitude. I unapologetically hold the viewpoint that God had very specific intentions in mind when he created human sexuality, and anything falling short of a monogamous marital union between a male and female does indeed fall short of created design. But if I pick out one particular way of falling short and I rant and rave about that, but I'm rather blasé about the other ones, hey, now something is wrong with my presentation.
This message is important for a lot of reasons, and we've started to underscore those reasons by saying it's really important that we communicate the correct message correctly. On the other side, you're pointing something out in this article that there are prominent people who are talking about trickle-down homophobia. There's a trickle-down effect that they contend is now responsible for all kinds of ills in society, and oftentimes the finger is pointing directly at those who take a biblical position.
Well, I think we're seeing a kind of a crass opportunism there, Hank. There are people in the culture, comedians, movie stars, celebrities, who have for years been very against the traditional biblical position on a number of issues, and certainly on human sexuality. And they've seized on these tragedies to try to connect the dots to find a link between traditional Christian teaching and the tragedy of teenage gay suicides. And they're completely unsubstantiated accusation, and I really do mean completely unsubstantiated, is that if preachers preach that homosexuality is a sin, that inspires their young teenage congregants to go out and bully homosexual people, and as a result, homosexual teens commit suicide. Now, connecting those dots becomes impossible because they're really not connected, but you know how this works. If you repeat something often enough, especially if it's repeated by culturally prominent figures, people come to accept it as being true. So there is a real danger growing as we speak that more and more Americans will come to believe that the traditional biblical position on homosexuality somehow inspires people to commit acts of violence against homosexual people. And the solution proposed will be to silence those who hold the traditional viewpoint. So this is no small matter.
We're going to be talking about this subject during the entirety of the show. A lot of you hanging on, waiting with great anticipation to talk to Joe Dallas. Let's go to our first caller, Ann, listening in Canton, Ohio. You're on with Joe Dallas.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question for Joe. First of all, I want to say that me listening to your show tonight could not have been a coincidence. I have a child who is homosexual. And my question is, sometimes I'm struggling with how I love that child, and this child is older and out of the home, I'm currently in college, how I love that child, but how I show that child that based on what we believe according to God's word, it's just not acceptable.
Well, first of all, do you think that this is a son or a daughter?
It is a son.
His son. Does your son know that you hold that position?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So it isn't necessary to keep repeating a position that a loved one already knows that we hold. I guess the question becomes, to what extent does your son, allow you to talk to him about personal and spiritual issues? What's the communication like?
Well, he does allow me to talk to him, you know, and we text. You know, we text a lot. We talk. But there's usually no, when I'm talking about the, especially the spiritual issues, usually it's just more of a quiet response.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with gently introducing a topic and asking if the person is willing to pursue that topic with you. If he is, wonderful. If he says no, then I think you need to respect that and remember that God has many ways of convicting and convincing our loved ones, even if we no longer seem to be able to.
And remember, prayer is always firing the winning shot. We're going to be right back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, more of your questions answered by Joe Dallas on one of the most significant issues that we face as a culture as well as Christians. Be right back.
Every Bible Answer Man broadcast, such as the one you're listening to right now, is made possible through the financial support of friends like you. Each month, we depend entirely on God's provision through His people to bring you more of the broadcast, podcast, and other resources you rely on. If you want a sound proclamation and defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ to continue to be heard through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Call 888-7000-CRI and stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at equip.org. We'll return shortly with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org.
The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and delighted to have this opportunity to talk to Joe Dallas as we take your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He is a brave defender of the faith. He is working in a very difficult part of the vineyard. He deserves your support and prayers. He's written an article called The Bully Pulpit, When Gay Teens Commit Suicide, Are Preachers to Blame? It's in the Christian Research Journal. And before I go back to Joe, I want to start this segment with something that I think is important. In fact, I would be remiss here if I did not explicitly address the biblical perspective regarding same-sex sexuality. I've talked about the New Testament. In the Old Testament, for a male to have same-sex intercourse with another man, as though the latter were not a male but a female, was distinctly forbidden. In fact, prescriptions of Leviticus are grounded in transcultural creation structures, and the closest analogies appear to be prescriptions to incest, adultery, and bestiality, all forms of sexual behavior that continue to be rejected by contemporary communities of faith. And my question to you, Joe Dallas, is what's going to happen when we cave in, as we are caving in on this subject? What's going to happen down the line? Look into the future. What happens if we don't stem the tide?
Well, down the line is the correct phrase to use, because, of course, it means we will be blurring lines that God has clearly drawn. And the more you blur those lines, the less guidance you provide regarding one of our most basic drives and one of the easiest drives to get out of hand, and that is our sexual drive. Created intent celebrates human sexuality, and it celebrates it within clear guidelines because our Creator fully understands the needs of men and women, the complementary benefit of the male-female relationship, not to mention the sexual union as a representation of God's relationship with His people. So we are in for some very serious consequences. We cannot blur this line without also blurring the lines that prohibit polygamy and incest and many other variations of human sexuality we probably wouldn't even want to name on this show, Hank. But believe me, it's not going to stop with this behavior. It's going to extend itself to behaviors none of us reckoned on.
And the need for courage.
Yes. And in a way, this brings us back to Christianity 101. I think that for so long, the church and the culture have been on the same page on many issues, and this is one of them. The culture, which was not a Christian culture, but certainly a Christian-influenced culture, I mean, the country is not the church. Not all Americans have necessarily been saved at any given time, but certainly the church and culture both pretty much preached the same sexual ethic until we got into the 60s, and particularly the 70s as well. And that's when the culture started to drift further and further from biblical authority and Judeo-Christian principles. And as a result now, there is increased pressure on the church to shift with the culture. So, you know, we're in a fight that we really didn't pick, Hank. We didn't ask for this, but we are being pressured more and more to shift on positions that we can't shift on. And as a result, there's this growing tension. So indeed, it will call for courage on our part, and kind of a reminder of the fact that, well, the church's primary mission is not to be approved of by the world. Of course, we don't want to go out of our way to create problems. We don't want to be jerks. But the reality is, the clearer our stand, the more controversy will probably be generated as the culture shifts further and further away from that stand.
A popular sentiment today is that the Bible is increasingly irrelevant. in a modern age of scientific enlightenment, and therefore, when the Bible's condemnation of homosexuality is referenced, it is not uncommon to see expressions of polite exasperation etched on the faces of the masses. And the point here that needs to be underscored, Joe, is that we need, as Christians, to be always ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect, and no more important issue than being able to demonstrate that the Bible is indeed the infallible repository of redemptive revelation, and that takes some work.
It does. It takes intellectual exercise. It takes, of course, courage. And you mentioned earlier that we really need to be drawing on God's Spirit as well for the anointing of the words we speak, for enhanced wisdom that James told us to pray for. In a way, I keep thinking of this as an issue that kind of drives us more and more into the proper spiritual disciplines, because to speak on this issue requires wisdom, sensitivity, courage, clarity, and, you know, right when you want to throw up your hands and say, oh, forget it, it's too much of a struggle, that's right when you realize, well, you know, Jesus did say, without me, you can do nothing. And so it enhances, I think, our realization of our reliance on him.
Oh, beautifully said, and that is the bottom line. We cannot do it on our own, and we're living with eternity in mind, and we ought to ultimately think about this not as a we they siege mentality against any group, but rather a mission to reach people with the love and grace and goodness that only Jesus Christ brings to the human heart. A lot of people hanging on. Let's go to the phone calls. Next up is Mark. He's listening in Midwest Missouri. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Hank. Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. This is a subject that's very sensitive, obviously, and ultimately it begins, I think, with acceptance of the word as inerrant. From there, it's a free-for-all, and they are going to listen to the culture. I'm at a position where I have a unique opportunity that Christ has placed me to stand in the gap for impressionable young ones. And I've ultimately come to the conclusion that the best thing we can do is pray. Besides that, how do we stand in the gap to protect the minds of impressionable ones?
Unfortunately, Mark, I think that to a point, we have to recognize our limitations. There are so many voices out there now, some of them good, some of them neutral, some of them terrible. And in a way, I think that the voices of today are kind of like the air. There's kind of a general level of pollution that we're all suffering from, and we can't fully protect anybody from that. Having said that, of course there's a lot we can do. We can be living out the ethics that we preach. We can be, you know, taking our marriage vows very seriously, taking the admonitions against lust very seriously, you know, and really modeling for kids especially, but for the culture at large also, the fact that biblical principles work. When we take them seriously, when we apply them, our lives are better. It's not just right, it's better. And I think that when we can model a better way, we have much more authority then to speak to people about the alternatives to that better way and why they're not satisfactory. So I think that's one good way to do it. Another, you know, of course, is to be talking about the broader principles as opportunity allows. The broader principle being we have a creator, our creator loves us, our creator has communicated with us and is communicating with us through his word. What does that word have to say about the critical issues of our time? And I think following those lines, we can have tremendous impact. This isn't a done deal, you know. All is not lost. Serious, but not lost.
We're talking to Joe Dallas, and as always, so much appreciate your contribution to the Christian Research Journal, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Christian Research Institute. Joe Dallas, he's the author of 5 books, on human sexuality, including his book, The Complete Christian Guide to Understanding Homosexuality. This is an issue Joe understands, he deals with correctly, but more importantly, even than his correctness on the subject, is his compassion in communicating and modeling as a role model how we should deal with this issue. And Joe, as always, we are deeply grateful for your ministry and for your contribution to our ministry. You are reaching and touching and helping a lot of lives. And I know you're in the trenches and sometimes it's tough, but from one Christian leader to another, thank you so much for your diligence.
Well, thank you. I know that you know a thing or two about trenches, Hank, and it is always an honor working with you.
God bless you, my friend. Joe Dallas, again, he is the author of The Bully Pulpit, When Gay Teens Commit Suicide and Preachers Are to Blame. It's in the Christian Research Journal on the World Wide Web at equip.org. As we close the broadcast today, we ask you to stand with this ministry. We are in the trenches. Sometimes it's tough. But we need the tough-minded who love Jesus to stand with this ministry, because we're making a difference not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Again, my thanks to Joe Dallas. We look forward to seeing you right here next time with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do. Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.